I'm alive.
That's a good way to start the episode.
I like it.
Quick mini episode. A little doodle talk. Let me just toss this out.
What?
Talking about our doodles.
What's the theme song for doodle talk?
Doodle talk.
Doodle talk.
Doodle talk.
Doodle talk.
Doodle talk.
Doodle 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 talk.
Doodle.
A doodle doodle.
Nice.
Found it.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues. Zero Issues.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues. Zero Issues.
Excelsior!
In terms of talking about us doing art and just how we do it and the whole process and stuff, what do you have trouble with?
Feet.
Feet?
Yeah. Feet. Yeah. Like,
do you have diamond feet? Do you do diamond feet?
I honestly do diamond feet.
Is it like the whole thing down, or is it like the foot looking at you, like the facing you?
Well, I'm trying to learn more perspectives, and I've sort of been pushing more for perspective lately.
Yeah,
stuff that I do, because that's kind of like one of those things that you need to be taught.
Yeah,
but yeah, like if you look at feet that I've drawn, it sort of starts off with like the sort of old feet that I would have drawn would have been like here's the flat bottom of a shoe. And there's
and then the curve,
the rest of the shoe. Yeah. And like, oh, look, there's like that thing. And you can tell that it's a shoe. I'm sorry, audio format.
Yeah.
It's like, and there's a pant leg, and there you go. There's your foot.
Yeah.
But now it's like, sort of, okay, I know that there's a big toe, and there's like a bunch of smaller toes that sort of like, blip, blip. So it's like, that's a little better, but like.
I find shoes really hard.
Yeah, that's a Ninja Turtle foot, basically.
Like,
yeah.
If it's a a naked foot.
Yeah.
I can draw that much easier than I can have a shoe. Ooh, he's becoming.
Well, we know what he's into.
Do you have big
doodles?
Do you have a doodle toe? My. But yeah, I see what you mean. Like, just with shoes are hard to. Because there's not a lot of.
Yeah, because it's a big dumb box that you put your foot in.
It's not. Yeah. There's not really much to it. What about you?
That also, I'm working on it. I will say though, why don't you just do what some of the last people to get sneaking rich off of mainstream comics do, and just draw some rubble in front of their feet at all times?
Oh, you act like I've never done that before. No, I learned from the best / worst.
Yeah,
it's now become rubble time.
Are you kidding? I'm a comic strip artist. I don't draw legs.
Yours wouldn't really work.
I've noticed, especially lately, where it feels like I'm not taking a lot of time as much as I should.
Yeah.
I feel like it's improved, but it's sort of like improved, but in the same amount of time that I'm able to devote to it, or even less. I'm like, oh, okay, this looks better than it used to me taking longer, but I'm rushing all the time, and it feels like it gets a little stagnant. Even just as far as, like, framing, even just as far as, like, panels go. And I have, like, just, like, a regular size, like, 8.5 by 10 kind of scanner.
Yep. Yep.
Where it's, you know, I can fit it one side, then the other side, and put it together.
Yep.
And by necessity, I'm kind of just, like, splitting my page in half and doing, four rows. And I feel like it's getting kind of, like, to the point where I'm like, yeah, it's getting pretty boring. Like, you know what I mean? I get it. Don't do anything just flashy for the sake of doing something flashy panel-wise necessarily. Do it if it makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
For the story. And I'm trying to, like, okay, maybe I gotta, like, you know, do, even if I have to, like, you know, really scan this in really stupid ways and paste it together, and it's going to be a big pain in the ass. Do it sometimes.
Yeah.
Get more experimental.
Yeah, I would often put them in three, like scan it in three.
Yeah.
Especially if there's like a very marked line across. It would be, it's like you have the three pieces that you could put together. But
right. I mean, mine very frequently are like 8 panels and like 4 rows kind of a thing, like 2 panels each. And I mean, like, yeah, that's, and again, sometimes that makes sense, and sometimes I have a lot of, like, 2 people talking kind of thing going on, but I'm like, you know what, maybe less of that, too. Maybe try to get a little more, you know, visually interesting.
Show, don't tell?
Yeah, a little bit more, and that's part of what the next book is going to sort of try to like literally take people out of like the place they're in. A lot of mine has like been like people in an office talking, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe that gets pretty dull after a while, and maybe I gotta
push the boundary. Yep. Dilbert's still great.
Well, there's no point in killing a dead horse.
You mean there's no point in beating a dead horse?
Why would anyone beat a dead horse?
Why would anyone kill a dead horse?
Maybe it'd kick you.
It's dead.
Jesus, Bert.
Yuck. Yuck indeed.
What's it? Yeah, I don't really consider that. Most of my stuff, if I'm writing, it's 3 or 4 panels.
Yes.
What is it like writing for 8 panels?
It's interesting. I don't know.
Like, that seems like a weird pacing.
Well, again, I think mine, it's not like a one-off, like, strip necessarily. It's sort of like a lot of it can be
continued.
Like, yeah. And even then, it's
you're
like
drawing on what came like before, and you're setting up what's going to come later. Exactly. So
it seems like the last panel, though, there's always like, there's a punch or there's a hook.
Yeah. I feel like it's, I don't know, the way it's sort of set up is can be a little more like conversational, where hopefully it isn't overly drawn out necessarily. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I'm not. Beyond that, I'm not really sure what the answer is. It's just sort of what I've got accustomed to writing, you know what I mean?
I actually found doing like that sort of length easier than I find doing three.
That can be very
tricky. I find
tricky.
3-panel shorter ones harder to do because it's...
You got
to
be very, like, it's very economical, right? You got to be like, boom, boom, boom. You have to, like, have that really tight and really just, like, you know, if you have, like, a couple of panels, you'd be like, meander a little bit. Oh, and then I got to it. Like, it's, you don't have that freedom with
this
sort of thing.
The way that my head works in terms of telling a joke, it tends to be a longer thing rather than, like, bang, bang. Like, it's very infrequently that my jokes work that way.
I'm always concise and to the point.
You probably are worse than Jeb Bush. You are the single biggest liar.
But, I would say that. I mean, maybe my big thing is I should manage my time better somehow. Because it feels like I'm always just like, oh, drawing into the dead of night, like I will be tonight. Just trying to get that thing done before I can collapse.
That is not just you thing.
No. I used to feel bad. I'd have, like, whenever I had to, like, white out stuff and that. And it's just like, oh, yeah, like, literally every comic artist does that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, cool. Oh, okay.
That's what Photoshop's for.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh,
I'm
going to
fix it in post.
And I have, like, I don't know what you use for inking, like, what kind of markers.
I use what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
A lot of Staedtler pigment liners. What is this? The Pigma. I've gotten into these. Pigma brushes.
Oh, nice.
They're like brush pens. I love these. Like it's that or I use like the full on.
Like an actual brush.
That's full ink right now. So I've gotten into that and I didn't do that for a long time. It was always just like the markers. And it forces me to just do more outlines than actual form. Okay. So I made myself go more into brush and ink because then it's, okay, I can't just outline something and be done with it. It's, it forces you to flesh things out and kind of, I wanted to take a more of a Mignola approach rather than just an outline Frank Whiteley kind of approach.
Yeah.
Not that Frank Whiteley is bad, but I want it to go elsewhere. But,
It's a major influence on your sense. Yeah. Okay. I use like similar. I mean, like I have like the often I'll get like the just like the Prisma ones that are on Michaels. You can get individually because I use like the 0.5 ones, like the 0.05 ones that are like super fine.
Yeah,
but like go through those very quickly.
Yeah,
is the thing because those just like fray on me so easily.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have I usually do if regular baseline is 0.3.
Yeah.
But I will do 0.1, and I have done 0.05, but then I find it gets so fine that it's...
Yeah.
It can be... Depending on what you're doing, like, it's especially if you do it on a large scale and then shrink it down, then if it's so fine that you just lose it.
Yeah. But, so I gotta... I don't know. I gotta reconsider some things. Reconsider my choices in life.
No. It's whatever you want.
I'm just listening to this, like, grinning like an idiot. I don't know anything about this stuff because I do everything digitally. I don't know. I sometimes use a 10 size, sometimes a 20. I try to write it down as I go. But, like, no, I am interested in that stuff, and it's really neat to hear you guys talk about it. I just personally have no idea.
Well, it's whatever you're used to doing. That's the thing.
Okay, well, I'd say you're the most accomplished one here. Right. What do you struggle with?
I struggle with consistency.
Okay.
A bit when it kind of stems out of another thing where it's the idea of I make fun of other comic artists, but I always point out, and it really frustrates me when you have a comic artist like, say, John Byrne, who I really enjoy his work, mm-hmm. but every face looks identical. Mm-hmm. Every male face is the same male face. Every female face is the same female face. And you just clunk one on top of the other sort of thing. And and I'm like, I tried to go out of my way to make sure that everybody's looking different. Like, and I've seen other artists that, you know, they capture, and you just walk around the street, look at people. They look completely different. It's you have such a wide-ranging sort of structures that you can draw from, that it's trying to draw from that and have the characters all look a little bit different. But then it's, okay, now this is what I'm going to do. This is what the character, you kind of work it out. It's going to look like this. And then drawing, especially like in a long project, keeping that same look. Even with seasons, I noticed that, especially
I wonder about that, because like, you've got the character models up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
there's the kid, Finn, who is like a young kid that I noticed, I will totally admit to it, that if you go through the book, he changes a little bit here, and then like it kind of comes back to it.
Yeah.
Points, there are certain points where he has to change. There's an integral part to why that's being done, but at the same time...
No, blow the book for us.
Yeah. but it's like this weird...
That is tricky. Like, I've had a little bit of that too, like even just... How long have you been drawing that book? A long time, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, and then there's that, too. Like,
over time, like, you know, I noticed I had, like, the Michael, Archangel Michael, in mine, where, like, I noticed, like, at the beginning of the book, and now, right now, it's like, he does not look at really the same at all.
Yeah.
No.
He just, his hair...
It's just like, you pick certain parts, and they become exaggerated, and you play other parts, and you don't do it consciously.
No.
It's just like, this is the part that I, you know, really sort of identify with being part of the character design.
Right.
Right.
I'm just gonna blow that out.
What's like his hair in particular has gotten like more like just big and kinda like sandy almost. Yeah.
Well, a lot of times you just get looser with the character. And then you become more comfortable and you realize that thing that you had at the start was really rigid and there was no way you could get a lot of emotion.
You really like that first design, but that's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Right. Or like again, like
or it's good for one angle. And then that's about it.
You can't use that over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look at like any sort of like webcomic or like animated series or anything, you like the earlier stuff, like you don't quite develop into physically, like the design wise right away necessarily. Like look at like weird early season one Simpsons, for example.
I was just thinking like, Simpsons.
Not quite there yet.
Well, here we are, the whole family, all together, sharing, getting to know each other.
So, yeah. But, I mean, that's pretty natural, I think, right? Yeah, especially totally. Working on it that long.
Yeah.
Oh, you pretended to be gentle, but you weren't.
All right, well, that was cool.
Yep.
It was very cool.
Thanks for coming out.
Check you later.
Bye.